Saint Padre Pio was not only a holy man, miracle worker, and mystic, he was also a prophet. There's a fascinating story about the saint of Pietrelcina, in which he predicted the demographic consequences of widespread abortion that much of the developed world is currently suffering. The saint once said, "The day that people lose their horror for abortion will be the most terrible day for humanity. Abortion is not only a homicide, but also a suicide." When the person he was speaking to expressed confusion at abortion being suicide, the saint explained, "The suicide of the human race will be understood by those who will see the earth populated by the elderly and depopulated of children, burnt as a desert." Indeed, according to the World Bank, St. Padre Pio's own home country, Italy, now has a fertility rate of 1.4, or about 33% below mere replacement fertility. The rate is actually currently up from its low of 1.18 in 1995. As a result, the median age keeps rising. This is true throughout the developed world. In many years, America has been the trendsetter for the rest of the world. And so it was on that January the 22nd, 1973, a day that will live in infamy, the US Supreme Court affirmed the legality of a woman's right to have an abortion. Since that decision in 1973, over 57 million innocent children have been killed by abortion in the United States. Worldwide, since 1973, the number is somewhere around 1.4 billion children murdered by abortion. This is equivalent of killing every man, woman, and child in America four times over just in the past 44 years. According to Guttmacher Institute, roughly 121 million unintended pregnancies occurred each year between 2015 and 2019. Of these unintended pregnancies, 61% ended in abortion. This translates to 73 million abortions per year. It's no wonder why Our Lady would appear with a warning in 1973, the very same year abortion became, in essence, mainstreamed across the planet. On October the 13th, Our Lady actually began what she told Sister Agnes Sasagawa with these words. "As I told you, if men do not repent and better themselves, the Father will inflict a terrible punishment on all humanity. It will be a punishment greater than the deluge, such as one will never have seen before. Fire will fall from the sky and wipe out a great part of humanity, the good as well as the bad, sparing neither priests nor faithful." A terrible, dreadful warning it is. At Fatima, Our Lady also warned of the possibility that various nations will be annihilated. Our mother told us, her children, the equivalent of not to play with fire. But did we listen? She reminded us with strong words at Akita. Have we listened? The primary message of Our Lady given to Sister Agnes Sasagawa was similar in content to the apparitions at Fatima. The messages focused on praying the rosary and doing penance for the sins of humanity in order to secure peace for the world. The rosary was seen as the key to prevent any future calamities from happening. Our Lady of Akita, as at Fatima, warns the world of a life divorced from God and what harm that can do, even in the church. Yet even through a great crisis of faith, it is prayer, penance, and trust that will save humanity. While these revelations are technically private revelations, we are not bound to believe in them. The message is not much different than any other prophetic message throughout history. God desires that we turn back to Him and is ready to receive us. However, we must make the effort to turn away from our lives of sin, run towards God, and bring with us as many people as possible. To show the importance, Our Lady repeated the solution during that October 13th Akita apparition. She concluded with these three sentences that gave the remedy, plus offered hope and a promise too. "Pray very much the prayers of the rosary. I alone am able to still save you from the calamities which approach. Those who place their confidence in me will be saved." There's no doubt that abortion is the biggest killer in the world today. And the fact that there are even Catholics out there who still find ways to justify the act is just truly disturbing. We are the ones who should be leading the charge against this evil that plagues today's society. It was a true blessing that Roe v. Wade was overturned in 2022, but that isn't enough. The fight must continue. Remember, any country that accepts abortion is not teaching its people to love, but to use any violence to get what they want. This is why the greater destroyer of love and peace is abortion. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the unborn, pray for us.